15 men hijack 4 commercial airliners and fly them into 3 buildings and an open field, killing nearly 3,000 people and injuring 6,000 more? Unthinkable. But it happened in America in 2001. Perhaps more to the point, could a Western democracy fall into the hands of a ruthless dictator, in part by using democratic freedoms to undermine and then destroy democracy itself? Unthinkable. No one liked comparisons to Nazi Germany, but it happened there in 1933, and the seeds are being sown for it to happen again, only this time with an Islamist government across Europe, Great Britain, and even North America. As we'll see, an Islamic State of North America is not unthinkable to the Islamists. They are planning for it and patiently working toward it day by day. The choices we make now and in the years to come, in America and across Western civilization, will either pave the way for the unthinkable or stop the Islamists in their tracks. It's time we pause and think about the unthinkable. The third jihad has already begun, a holy war conducted not only with terror and violence, but also by stealth and intimidation. Like the two jihads that came before it, the Wars of Islamic Conquest, 622 to 751, and the Wars of Islamic Expansion, 1302 to 1922, the third jihad demands a strong response. What if the Imam is right? Because I was born in 1948, it is statistically unlikely that I will live to see the year 2050. But my children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren can reasonably expect to be alive in that year. And the same can probably be said of yours. But what will America look like in 2050? If the Imam in Washington has his way, every man, woman, and child within the present-day borders of Canada, the United States, and Mexico will live under the authority of the Islamic State of North America. As the founder of an Islamist organization with branches in Washington, Philadelphia, and 4 California cities, he is actively working toward this goal. His role model is the late Ayatollah Khomeini, the Shia Muslim cleric who led the 1979 Iranian Revolution that overthrew the 2,500-year-old Persian monarchy and established the Islamic Republic of Iran. Why does this American imam revere the Ayatollah Khomeini? I believe it's because Khomeini achieved in Iran the same goal the imam is pursuing in America, a cultural revolution and the establishment of a theocratic Islamic state. As the Imam told his followers in 2008, our quest is to emulate the life of our hero in contemporary times, Imam Khomeini, as we strive to establish the Islamic State of North America. His story is a story of ultimate success against unbelievable odds. You might think that what this Muslim leader envisions, an Islamic-ruled America, is simply impossible. It could never happen. But just suppose, for a moment, that the Islamists managed to achieve their goals. Imagine what life in America would be like under Islamic rule. A preventable future. A famous science fiction writer once said that he wrote futuristic stories not to predict the future, but to prevent it. The scenario you are about to listen to is not a prediction, at least I hope not. But it is a wake-up call. I hope what you're about to listen to will inspire you to help prevent this future from ever coming to pass. Let's jump forward to the year 2050. The Islamic State of North America, ISNA, is now firmly in control of the U.S. government and all the institutions of American society. At first glance, the September 11th memorial in Lower Manhattan looks much as it has since it was dedicated in 2011. 2 square pools of water still mark the footprint of the World Trade Center towers that collapsed during the 2001 terror attacks. But a closer look reveals big changes. The cross at Ground Zero, a formation of steel beams resembling the Christian cross that was found in the World Trade Center debris,